Good morning, San Francisco Bible Church. It's a privilege to open God's Word with you this morning. My name is Chris, and I used to be a member here at San Francisco Bible Church in my 20s, but I left when I turned 30 to attend the Master's Seminary down in Southern California.
各位早晨啊, 今天我, 能够同大家一起打开神的话语, 是我的荣幸。 我的名叫做Chris， 以前20多岁呢， 我在三藩市圣经教会是个会友， 不过到30岁时间呢， 我就离开了， 去到南加省， 南加州神学院， The Master's Seminary， 现在呢， 我在Sunset Church呢， 是做青少年事工的领袖。
Yeah, so I'm currently a youth ministry leader at Sunset Church in the Outer Sunset. If you're visiting today, you might be wondering, why am I here instead of Sunset Church?
Well,
most of San Francisco Bible Church's congregations and its leaders are gone for a weekend retreat.
我们的教会多数的弟兄姊妹已经去了退休会了。
And so I was invited to teach today, and so like the same attitude that Isaiah had, I was like, oh, here I am, send me.
我今天来讲到，我有个心态，好似先知以赛亚话，我在这里，请差遣我。
Yeah, so that's why I'm here today as a guest speaker, and it's a joy and privilege to open God's Word with you this morning. We will be looking at Psalm 23 this morning.
今天我们一起看诗篇23篇。
Will you please join me in reading Psalm 23 together, and that will open our time in the Word with prayer. Psalm 23, I'm reading from the New American Standard 95 version. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
耶和华，你是我的仆人，我必不会缺乏。他使我在同我在青草地上，领我到安静的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒。 为了自己的名，他引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的山谷，也不怕遭受伤害，因为你与我同在。你的杆，你的杆要安慰我，都安慰我。我在敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏领我的头。 使我的杯满溢。我一生的日子必有因为慈爱跟随我。我也住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。All
right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to sit under your word, Lord, because your words give life, eternal life, Lord. So where else can we go but to go to the words that remind us of a good and loving God who cares for his precious children redeemed by your precious Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. I pray that today we would be encouraged, Lord, no matter what we may be experiencing, that in Jesus Christ, if we have a relationship with him, Lord, we are blessed, and there are so many blessings to count if we just reflect on you being a kind and good God, one who is like a good shepherd towards his sheep, Lord. So help us this morning to really understand and really to apply to our lives and our hearts the message that you intend this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 23 is a well-known psalm by many Christians for good reason. It's perhaps one of the most popular passages that even non-believers have heard. Perhaps the words of comfort at a funeral service.
我哋基督徒係好熟悉呢個詩篇嘅。我哋常聽呢篇經文，甚至未信嗰啲人都亦聽過，常常喺喪禮中咧引用咗作為安慰嘅説話。
This psalm was written by David. However, beyond knowing David's early years as a boy shepherd, it's difficult to determine a more precise time and setting in David's life that maybe have prompted him to write this psalm.
呢首詩篇係大衛寫嘅，除了知道大衛青年係一個牧羊童之外，我哋好難確定大衛面時有邊個前景寫呢個詩篇，but it's okay.
One of the main purposes for why the book of Psalms was written, and it's instructive for us today, is to help believers express worship and trust in God.
这首诗篇其中一个主要的目的就是教导信徒和神表达,
it consists of a collection of prayers, poems, and songs, and we discover a variety of psalms that are applicable to the highs and the lows that we experience in life.
诗篇包括祷告、诗词、诗歌，中包括咗使用人生各高山低谷嘅经文。
And this is a psalm of confident trust in God. And there's certainly an assurance in God's unchanging character. In light of God's unchanging character, David can continue in his personal faith. Why?
这首诗篇表达神的坚定、没有改变的信任，因为神是独生、独性、永不改变，我们可以确实的保障。
Because he has connected the dots between what he knows about God and then allows it to shape how he thinks through his daily life, trusting God every step of the way in his faith journey.
他把自己的神学，愿同生活合在一起，用塑造他思想与心态，使我们的信仰旅程。
And my hope for you this morning is that you'll see why is this psalm meaningful and impactful for you today.
为什么这个诗篇到今日对信徒都有意义和影响力?
As we meditate on this psalm, we're confronted with a personal God who intimately cares for his people.
我们现在默想大卫所写的诗篇，我们面对就是一位 亲近关心我们子民的真神。
And the main idea in Psalm 23 is that we're going to see today four blessings that believers experience so we can confidently trust in Yahweh's loving care for us.
这个诗篇我们看到有几个祝福，让我们有信心，同耶和华对我们慈爱和看顾。
The first blessing that believers experience is that Yahweh guides and meets every need. My every need. And we're going to see this in verses 1 through 3. David confidently trusts that the Lord is his shepherd. The Lord, when you see in all uppercase letters in your Bible, it refers to Yahweh, the personal covenant name of God.
大卫在这个诗篇看到他用这个字 Lord 是个大草，解释就是耶和华，是一个合约的名字。
And what David is doing is he's expressing his point of view of how he views God in relation to himself. Yahweh is a shepherd to him, metaphorically speaking.
大卫在这里表达到自己与何对神与他的关系，耶和华对他是一个牧人，是一个牧者。大卫把自己同神的关系作羊同牧人的关系，现在他是从羊的角度来看这个牧人。
So David sees himself as a sheep, and he's giving that perspective of how he views his shepherd. It's a sheep's perspective. Sheep can't just take care of themselves. They require, like many kinds of livestock, endless attention and thoughtful care.
羊不能够靠自己生活，是靠个牧人。
Philip Keller, a man who worked as an actual shepherd of sheep for 8 years, recorded his insights on being a shepherd in his book, A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23. And Keller writes, "It is almost impossible for them to be made to lie down unless four requirements are met. Owing to their timidity, they refuse to lie down unless they're free from all fear. Because of their social behavior within a flock, sheep will not lie down unless they're free from friction with others of their kind. If they're tormented by flies or parasites, sheep will not lie down. Only when they're free of pests can they relax. And lastly, sheep, they will not lie down as long as they feel they're in need of finding food. They must be free from hunger."
这个牧人 Philip Keller 呢，他写咗一部 Shepherd Looks at Psalms 23。 花了八年是写下他的经历，怎样带领这个群羊。他说这群羊不会自己躺下，除非他吃饱，不怕惊，没虫咬，没虱子，没其他东西扒到他，这样他就有足够的食物，这样他就
So if sheep are lying down, it means that they're free of fear, friction, flies, they're free of hunger. And so when sheep lie down, it's because they feel safe and they feel satisfied.
如果这羊可以睡下，就是他就不怕，是不怕惊的，没其他的东西搞他，还有他们呢，是
A good shepherd would lead his sheep to lie in green pastures. It's like an ideal place for grazing, feeding in the fields. Not only that, a good shepherd leads his sheep beside still waters.
一个好牧人会带到他的羊去那些青草的地，同埋俾佢食，同埋有水。
Still waters is the opposite of rushing streams. It has this idea of serenity, safety, like a calm lagoon. You see, in the ancient Near East culture, sheep were watered about once a day, and so finding a calm source of water was important for cleansing and refreshment for the sheep.
如果那些羊去到那些河那里很平静，还有那些地方很calm，很平静。 他们呢就会不怕惊，在古代的文化呢，羊每一天都有水，水呢就可以帮他们洗个身，干净，如果有什么伤口，水就会帮他洗净。Water
could wash any wounds or cuts the sheep might have and clean them of soiled or dirty spots. And David experiences this type of similar guidance and leading in his life by none other than Yahweh. He recognizes that God is the faithful one he can trust to guide him. Therefore, as Yahweh leads and guides David in life, he has no fear or reservations in trusting Yahweh. It's why he confidently says, he shall not want.
大卫经历的这个引导和带领在生命中呢，是只是依靠耶和华。他知道神呢是一个是中心领导者，在大他呢，所以呢就冇害怕佢啊，佢会讲我不会缺乏。
When David says he shall not want, some people wrongly think that, oh, God gives us everything that we desire, but that's not the idea that David had in mind. The idea that God gives us everything we ask for, like how some people view like Santa Claus, fictional Santa Claus, or treat God like he's a genie in a bottle that grants any three wishes we may have. Rather, it means Yahweh is thoughtfully caring for his sheep 24/7 to meet any needs that they might have. In other words, he is a good shepherd that meets every need that we have in life. There's no lack that Yahweh provides his people. There's nothing deficient either.
I will but 之缺乏，唔系话神俾晒啲嘢俾佢，好多人系有错误嘅谂法。大卫意思呢，就系耶和华好似个牧人一样，24小时都细心照顾佢啲羊，满足佢哋所有嘅需要。回一句说话，耶和华系善良嘅牧者。
But reflecting on Yahweh's guidance in meeting every need.It's not just an exercise in head knowledge. If we all say to ourselves, yes, I know God guides me, he meets every need that I have, but our hearts are focused on unmet desires, it's easy for us to become short-sighted and fail to have that same attitude that David has towards Yahweh.
大卫的默想神是读圣事呢，是满足信心的讲论，因为耶和华引导和供应他一无缺乏。
When we fail to meditate and praise God for being a shepherd that meets our needs, it's no wonder we don't actively trust God in our daily circumstances.
如果我们不去默想呢，我哋就见唔到神俾到我哋嘅需要，所以我哋日常要默想主动倚靠神。
It's no surprise that we don't acknowledge His daily care for us, and instead we can sow a heart of discontentment.And so it's no surprise that rather than turning to Yahweh in prayer for our daily bread and provision, or for divine wisdom and guidance, we instead can rest on our own wisdom. We rely on our own strength to achieve our own desired outcome in life, instead of resting on God.
有时我们是依靠自己的智慧，依靠自己的力量，依靠自己得到的结果。
But brothers and sisters, realize that the more we reflect, think deeply about God's character, the more our hearts will be aligned like David's heart towards Yahweh.
如果我们专心默想神的牺牲，我们的心呢，就能够好像大卫的心一样，与神，与耶和华同在。
Beloved, if you're here today and you find yourself wrestling with this idea that God actually meets your every need, maybe this is a reminder about who God is you need to hear today.
亲爱的，如果你来到这里呢，你们就要自己看看神不是给足一切给你，因为今天真实就知道神是哪个。
Some of you may feel like there's a present need in your life right now that God has not met yet. Maybe for some of you, it's God coming through and providing you maybe a job after a long period of time of unemployment or many interviews which never led to a full-time position. And you find yourself in a period of waiting. And in that waiting on Yahweh, you find it hard to truly say from the bottom of your heart, I shall not want.
有时你哋而家喺生活上需要啲嘢，你冇，或者份工系唔啱你噶，或者你有好多嘢得唔到嘅咧，咁样你就要等待，用你个心等待。
It's in situations like these, I believe we need to remind ourselves of just how personal and relational God is to us. He's not a distant, uncaring God. Rather, Yahweh is faithful to his covenant people. He's as faithful as the divine shepherd to watch and guide us so we don't lack anything we truly need. And perhaps God is working in your heart to see and discern what you truly need versus what you think you need.
In this situation, we need to understand that God is very personal. He is helping us.
When we stray in our thinking, we stray from the path of life he desires for us. Consider the words of David in verse 3, he restores my soul, he guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The experienced blessing David acknowledges in his life is how Yahweh restores his soul.
如果我们离开正确的思想，我们就离开了神为我们预定的人生的道路。
The restoration has the idea of returning something to its original state.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为了自己的名，他引导我走义路。
And what he means by that is that the Lord restores him to the proper spiritual and physical state by forgiving and renewing him onto the path of righteousness.
大卫的意思是耶和华的更新引导，他会正确的属灵。
But what is the path of righteousness?
什么是行义的道路呢?
Well, continuing with this sheep metaphor, sheep can easily lose their way and are prone to go astray, like we just sung in that song earlier.
神那个比喻就是，羊很容易迷失的道路。
Our hearts are like spiritual sheep, like that hymn, Come Thou Fount, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love.
我的心好像灵里的羊，正如诗篇所唱。
The best and most mature of believers are prone to go astray like lost sheep. Yet when we turn from our thinking, our way is greater than God's way. And we're willing to hear his voice through his word, he shows us our error.
成熟的信徒很容易迷失羊一条迷路。然而，当我们放下自己的方法比神更好的思想，愿意，如果我们听 声音，神的声音呢，就会指出我们的错误。
How does God continually do this in our lives? Well, he does this by nourishing us through his word. He provides the sheep with his word to nourish us, to renew our minds and to restore us.
神如何在我们生命中做呢？祂的话语是滋养我们，洗身我们的心意，恢复我们。
And so Yahweh fulfills his shepherd role in directing and keeping us on the path that brings us to our intended destination when we properly see how the shepherd uses his word.
有人说他作我们牧者会引导保守我们的道路 引导我们达到我们就预定的目的地。
May we recognize that God never leads any of his own on the wrong path, but on the path which is for our spiritual good. He has to because his own righteous character is at stake. His reputation is on the line to be consistent to who he is because he is the one who is unchanging.
我们知道神永远不会带我们的子民走错路的，他会引导我们为我们的灵有益处，因为他是公义的神，他的名声与我们独生一切一位永不改变的神。
Which brings us now to the second blessing that believers experience. It's that Yahweh protects and comforts me.
现在去到第二点，虽然我行错，虽然我行过死荫的山谷，也不怕遭受伤害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的杖都安慰我。
And we see this in verse 4, where there's this valley, which is an image for some kind of life-threatening experience or dangerous place, as if death casts its shadow over the traveler. The metaphor conveys circumstances when one would expect fear, when livelihood is threatened.
这个画面是去到这个山谷是好像很危险的，那些阴影，死亡的阴影给到的旅客呢是很怕的。
Shepherds will lead their flock through ravines, like small, narrow valleys with steep sides or a river valley. Kind of like if you have ever kind of traveled and visited the Narrows at Zion National Park, where it can be shaded and dark in those narrows due to this high slope canyon.
The 牧人要带啲羊去到呢啲山谷，黑暗嘅地方。好似如果你哋去过呢笪地方 Narrows 喺 Zion National Park 咧，你哋就明白系冇乜冇乜晒太阳光嘅。
There's shadows in that narrow, and there's dangers such as flash floods. But the valley geography keeps out the light, and so this darkness or shadow of death represents uncertainty in life.
呢种呢种嘅情况系形容到我哋嘅生活系唔确实嘅，唔知道有乜嘢会发生嘅。
So why shouldn't David fear despite knowing the possibility of experiencing possible death in life? How can he be so confident with many uncertainties and perceived dangers?
点解大卫会？有唔怕好有信心喺呢个情况上。
Because the Lord is with him. Yahweh protects and comforts him, and he is always with his sheep, and he does not abandon his own at the first sign of danger or distress, because that's his nature, that's his character, that Yahweh protects and comforts as described with his rod and staff.
因为耶和华同佢同在。耶和华会保守安慰耶和华，好似只牧羊人咁样带领佢啲羊离开啲危险嘅地方，又唔会放弃耶和华唔会放弃啲子民。
A rod and staff symbolizes protection, like a shepherd's crook, protection from predators like wolves, as well as guiding his sheep. They summarize a shepherd's role.
耶和華的杖和鋼代表保護、安慰，好像用那些棍趕了狼來咬羊。
So one of the blessings that we experience as sheep from our God Yahweh is this. He is the answer to our fears we may have about uncertainties in life.
我哋作為羊呢，我哋可以向耶和華個牧人其中有一個經歷嘅祝福，就係耶和華對我今日面對不定性嘅空懼嘅話題。
Because he's near, we are safe. So even if we experience a near-death experience or close to experiencing physical death, whether it's cancer, health problems, one thing David knows about Yahweh is that if he is near, we are safe.
耶和華是我們同在，我們會有安全，甚至我們面對死亡，或者什麼痛苦，耶和華是近我們的，在我們身邊。
We find security in Jesus, our great shepherd. We have a shepherd who cares for us and shows that by living a righteous life, only to die on a cross so that we may have eternal life.
我们有耶稣基督在十字架上和我们赎罪，我们信他的呢，就有永生。
In the Gospel of John, John chapter 10, 11, Jesus says this about himself. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
在约翰福音讲到这个牧人为我们死。So
how should we practically think through this blessing as redeemed children of God? Who we call our great shepherd. How should this blessing have of a personal God who protects and comforts us in distress and impending death lead us to trust him then?
Sorry.
Okay, so go on. All right, there are a lot of uncertainties in life that sometimes reveals our fears in our hearts, fear over what the future may bring in our lives. Some of you may fear that whether your child will get into a good college, that's a big fear for a lot of families, or maybe if you're single, that you may fear never being married, never being able to have your own family, maybe fears for married couples of not being able to conceive and have your own children. And maybe some of you have fears of present evil in this world, corrupted government institutions, greedy for profits over human life. Turn on the news and open yourself up to the world of social media, and you don't have to wait too long to see that evil is around us, like school shootings, violence.
你去唔去到一間好嘅大學啊？會唔會結婚啊？有冇仔女啊？你而家你聽下 the news 咧？你聽個收音機啊，或者電視啊，你睇到好多係唔好聽嘅新聞啊，或者係關於政治啊，關於射槍啊，所有嗰啲邪惡嘅事。
And it's during times and experiences like this that the sheep are confidently to turn to him, their great shepherd, Jesus Christ.
我们现在应该我们现在我们要有充满信心。 好似大卫咁样，向转向耶稣基督。
Which brings us now to our third experience blessing I want us to focus on, found in verse 5, which is that Yahweh gives me his best.
现在我们去到第三点，我在敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏我的头，使我的杯满溢。
Verse 5 now shifts from this picture of a shepherd and sheep in a pasture to now some kind of banquet hall or a place where there's a host showing hospitality to guests.
这个比喻呢是由牧人现在转到去一个营席之中，这样就关于是这个主人邀请客人。
So he has this in mind that Yahweh is being a host to him, and David is this guest, experiences this hospitality by this host. And so according to ancient historical customs, an honored guest would experience a sense of safety because the host was also obligated to provide protection of the guests at all costs.
重点呢，就是耶和华作主人，招呼人的角色在大卫 的看法呢，就看到耶和华对自己所经历的祝福，就是和主人对尊贵客人的招呼。
Not only that, sitting down to eat and drink in the midst of danger from enemies. And so,there's this cultural image that's carried forth in describing how God provides food and safety for his people. The host lays out food and drink on the table, and it's this delight of this gracious host to give the guests perfume oil to anoint their heads with. And it was a way to freshen up the guests. It's like wearing perfume or cologne after being out in the sweltering heat outside all day.
在古代的文化呢，主人不只是招呼客人，还是他们有一个责任，是保护客人，保护这些客人，给到他们的安全感，他们坐低吃餐，还有还会给一些油擦在他们的头，给他们有freshen up， 有香一些。
So it's as if David is saying, Yahweh, you treat your guests so lavishly. He says his cup overflows, symbolizing his portion of life. In a banquet hall, a cup will be filled with good wine.
大卫形容耶和华对待的子民，好像尊贵的客人的方式。大卫说，哇，我的杯满溢。好像生命的祝福在个主在个营席上，杯是满晒美酒，所以大卫表达就是耶和华是给最好的嘢给我哋嘅生命。
So he's basically saying, Yahweh, you've given me good things in life. He doesn't just provide so there's nothing lacking.Yahweh provides people abundantly.
耶和华是给我们的丰富供应，我们不缺乏。
Let me try to illustrate this. One of the things I really enjoy as a hobby is going out to eat food.
我有个嗜好呢，就是和我的父母出去吃餐。
However, sometimes I don't always agree and see eye to eye with the choice of restaurants my parents choose and desire to eat at.
他跟我呢的想法就不同。
You see, my mom and dad, when they travel, they like to eat at buffets. Why? Because it's all you can eat, okay? At a buffet, you get a large variety of food. You also get quantity, right? Quantity of food. You can eat until you cannot eat, okay? Until you're full and you lack any appetite, probably for the rest of the day.
我父母鍾意出去食 buffet， 因為佢話啲嘢好抵食，越多就越好。
However, the problem with buffets, unless you go to a really fancy one, like that's expensive in Las Vegas or Taipei, oftentimes is these lower price buffets, the food is not really good.
個問題就係，如果你去過啲高級嘅 buffet 咧，喺 Las Vegas 啊或者台北啊，你就知道呢啲假嘅 buffet 咧係唔好嘅。
And perhaps in a similar comparison, I think that's sometimes how we view God wrongly.
如果我哋有呢個比較咧，我哋就知道我哋係要需要乜嘢。
That in life, God is treating us to a low quality buffet rather than lavishly treating us to a high quality one.
有时我哋谂到咧，神系俾好多嘢俾我哋，不过唔系高级嘅。
Sometimes we think God only gives us what we need in life, and then we wrongly think and view God as just giving us a value buffet in life.
有时我哋谂到神系俾到我哋祝福，不过系唔系好高级嘅。
But instead, David views Yahweh.Knowing and thinking that God is actually a generous host towards him. He doesn't just give us quantity, but quality as well. In other words, God gives his children his best.
事实上，大卫话，神俾咗我哋好多嘅祝福，佢系好慷慨嘅。佢哋唔净止好多，不过佢所有俾我哋呢系最好嘅。
And that's how he wants us to relate to him and see as his precious redeemed people. Brothers and sisters, do you see that in Jesus Christ, the one who welcomed us to sit with him, the one who is a friend of sinners, that he invites us into a place of honor in this life?
神希望与我们被拯救赎的人建立一个关系，弟兄姊妹，你哋见唔见到耶稣基督系接纳我哋，好像等罪人同朋友一样，请我哋坐埋，有一个尊荣嘅尊位上。
Beloved, do you realize that God gave us His best, His one and only begotten Son, so that through Him we may have life and life abundantly. And so like, what greater demonstration of giving his best could God have done or shown or demonstrated to prove that he abundantly seeks our good?
你哋知唔知道神把最好嘅一个独生子赐给我们，让我哋藉着他得到生命，俾我哋更加复盛，神还有什么更大嘅方式呢？嚟向我哋显明佢嘅奉圣同心意，证明他行的一切都为我哋嘅利益。
So I think if we turn our eyes to Christ and reflect on why is the gospel good news, it then shapes.And corrects this wrong thinking and really sees that if God gave us his very best, his precious son, anything else is like nothing to him to give to us, to provide for us, right? But it's always for our good, the things that he gives us or maybe the things that he doesn't give us in a way that allows him to be glorified and to draw our desire and affections towards him.Sorry, that's hard to translate.
Not here.
Yeah, it's not there. Which brings us now to the fourth blessing that's experienced. All right, as we wrap things up. The fourth experience blessing is that Yahweh's loyal love pursues me.
Okay, 现在带到我们去第六节, okay, 我一生的日子必有因为慈爱跟随我, 我也要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Two words describe this type of pursuit that Yahweh has for his people. The first is goodness, and the second, loving kindness. And it shows what David is confident about when it comes to Yahweh's character.
两个字在大卫形容, 第一就是因为, 第二就是慈爱。 这两个字呢, 就表达大卫对耶和华独圣的 的确信,
David sees that God extends a loyal, an undying loyal kind of love towards him every step of the way of life. And he is sure that God will not let him out of his faithful, loving care.
大卫见到神在生命的每一步都向他
Because Yahweh is a good shepherd, Yahweh is one who seeks our best, because he pursues us with his loyal love at all times. There is only one appropriate conclusion for David. In light of Yahweh's pursuing love, he wanted to be in the best place to encounter God, providing for him. That's why he confidently says he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The house of Yahweh is the place of God where God revealed himself and was worshipped. An example would be Genesis 28:17. Also, Yahweh appeared at the tent of meeting towards his people, and that's recorded in 1 Samuel 1:7. You see, the house of Yahweh is the place of fellowship. It's a place of worship, and the blessing of being in the house of Yahweh is actually being with Yahweh himself.
大卫所明白的就是耶和华坚持的爱中是最渴望有一个
And so, what David realized was he wanted to be with God forever in light of God's pursuing love. This was his desire. I want to be in his presence. I want to be close to him.
So, yeah, 永远都住在耶和华的殿中，喺撒母创世记28:17 或者撒母耳记上1:7.
To illustrate that, some of you may know that desire to be at home with those you love. For example, if you traveled for business in your line of work or your previous employer, you would understand.
That's
okay. You might stay at a decent hotel or nice hotel, and your meals are comped by your employer when you travel for work. But after a while, if you've been away from home for a long time, whether it's away from your spouse, your kids, away from family, friends, eventually you miss home.
我们知道有时我们做工又要 travel 啊，有时啊又要去 去边度啊？我哋就知道渴望自己嘅家人、自己个屋企。
It's not necessarily because you feel homesick because you miss the comforts of home. It's the people. It's missing your family. Wanting to see the spouse you love. Wanting to see your child and not miss those precious moments as they grow up. And similarly for David, he wanted to be with God. He valued those moments.
不是你渴望自己屋企嗰啲嘢，是渴望你所爱嗰啲人。或者你细路啊，你啲老婆啊，所以大卫嘅信息就系去渴望，就系与神同在。
You see, David wasn't just out for the blessings in life that God would give him as a loving shepherd and host. Ultimately, he wanted God.
Yeah, 耶和华就系去在最渴望。嘅一位，
He wanted to be with Yahweh. God's pursuing loyal love ought to shape our hearts and desires like David's relationship with the very same God. And one of the principles to consider about our relationship with God now that we are redeemed through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is a life marked by an increasing desire for Yahweh himself. Not just the blessings of life that come along with it.
当我哋心与渴望，就好似同大卫与神嘅关系一样。我们与神嘅关系有一个需要思考嘅原则。
We practically demonstrate this in our lives as we grow in holiness, in exercise of trust that this is the life he desires for us, right? Rather than maybe the ways of the world and how other people live. We can also practically demonstrate this in our praise and worship of God in our personal lives as through our loving love and service in the body of Christ, the church.
救主耶稣基督的宝血救赎了我们，我们的生命就应当有长进，有长进。渴望耶和华本人的心意是一个特征，在在实际生活上呢，我们藉着圣洁常成长，在一个人生命上呢，赞美而敬畏神，同埋喺基督个身教会中个爱心服侍来表达个表明这一点。
We also reflect this heart as we value the giver more than the gifts he gives us in life.
我哋好我哋好 value 我哋好 value 嗰个边个人俾我哋呢啲礼物。
And we reflect this when in our hearts there's a growing contentment with what God has given us in our walk with him, and even being okay and letting go with the things that he has perhaps not given us that maybe we desire in life, yet knowing that the answer is not necessarily no, but as we come to him in prayer and trust, perhaps it's wait.
我们知道神是很慷慨的，他们给我的祝福和爱，和回答我们的祷告，给我们需要的东西，在我们的生活上。
So in our relationship with God, when we grow in understanding that he is our shepherd, right, then we will understand that The ultimate goal is that we would find our fulfillment of our longings in God himself. And so what that means for us in this world is that because we experience and see God's love for us, our greatest longing is to be with Jesus Christ forever. Yet until that day, while we live in this world, we can live with confidence that God will continue to pursue us. Yes, even through present trials you may be having, present trials that include suffering, but he allows us to experience these things to remind us that he's still leading us through it. He's still protecting us through it. He's still correcting us with his rod and staff so that we would draw near to him, that we would rely and trust on his words and take him at his word, even when it doesn't seem to make sense or perplex us. We trust in him, confidently that he is your Lord who will never forsake or leave you.
我们最大的渴望就是永远与耶稣基督同在。在那七日子来，我们当然活在这个世上，我们可以有信心活着，因为神仍然跟随我们。我们的经历 俾到我哋经历苏炼同埋苦难中咧，佢继续喺度引导我哋，保护我哋，管教我哋，使我哋亲近佢，永到嘅确信。我哋知道嘅确信就系我哋嘅主，永远唔会撇甩我哋，永远唔会离开我哋。
Will you pray with me? Father God, you have been so, so good to us all of our lives. I pray that as we reflect on this psalm, you would perhaps remind some of us in here of your goodness, Lord, even when it seems like you refrain from giving us what we desire. And maybe there's someone in here who's been praying for weeks, months, and even years for something that they desire, how they'd want you, oh great God, to work in their lives, Lord. But I pray that we would continue to grow in these words and be reminded that you seek our best, Lord, and that we would not lose heart, we would not grow weary in finding our rest and comfort in you, Lord. So thank you for being our great shepherd, for reminding us of your great love for us in your Son, Jesus Christ. And in his name, precious name, we pray. Amen.